Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and if you haven't heard, the show becomes a podcast after 4 o'clock, and it's on the iHeart app. It's called John and Ken on Demand, and it is the best cure for the loneliness epidemic.
Yeah, we're doing our best to help cure that epidemic.
We want to be your 24-hour companion.
Yeah, you sounded excited, like, you know, it's 105. And look at that, John and Ken are on the air.
I am excited.
Been that way for this year.
I
know you are excited. There's a lot we got to do, but I want to back up the show almost 24 hours because I forgot to mention this yesterday. During one of her newscasts, Deborah Mark did do the AAA traffic.
I did.
The super holiday weekend.
I was very disappointed, Ken, that you didn't react to it yesterday.
I think we were busy with something else, but I remembered it this morning.
You did that?
I did.
She did. You should know better.
I don't.
And she did it on Tuesday. I mean, that's a Friday story if you're going to have to do it. I mean,
why would anyone be interested in the number of people on the road?
I talked about the most popular destinations
What was the number? Do you remember how many people? Don't look it up.
No, well, see, let me tell you. I think it's 4 million more than last year.
Uh-huh.
They're 4 million.
4 million more. Wow.
Or maybe it was 1.4 million.
Right.
Something like that.
And what is somebody supposed to do with that information?
It's just, you know, if you're curious to see how people are traveling these days and where they're going.
It's 4 million. Oh, wait, maybe it's 1.4
million. And this is the driving number, right?
Driving, and then I also threw in flying.
You did?
Yeah,
I
did.
Wow, you covered it all.
I did.
You probably read that thing 10 times over your new shift, and you don't remember.
No, I only read it once.
Oh,
just one time, and it didn't get any reaction, so I said, forget it. I'm not going to read it again until Friday.
You actually read it to get a reaction from us?
No, but I saw it in there, and I got all excited.
You knew that if you read it, you might get something. It's a test to see if we're paying attention, and we failed.
Yeah,
and
it
also
proves she likes to be picked on. She likes because the attention is all she craves.
That's right, yes.
Oh, yeah. I love negative attention.
She's one of those, yeah.
Anything. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Just look at me.
Hit me.
Here's what I'm wearing today.
I don't say hit me.
Why don't you post a picture on the Johnny Ken Twitter of your outfit every day so people can...
Oh, okay. Well, can we get a sponsor for that so I can get some cash?
Some outfits,
sponsor for that. Some outfits lately have been astounding.
Oh, I see. You want like a clothing outfitter?
Yeah.
What, Gucci? Who do you want?
Chanel would be nice.
Chanel would be nice.
There you go.
Oh, dear God, the headline is that a large tree fell on the DeSantis governor's mansion in Florida. 100-year-old oak tree, John, This was your fear. How many months ago was that? During the rainstorms of the winter?
Oh, still, yeah.
Your neighbor's tree was, a eucalyptus tree?
It's a eucalyptus tree. It's still pointed at us.
Wow.
Every day I deal with this looming death.
Is it like bent so it looks really precarious?
No, it's top heavy. Oh, wow. You know, eucalyptus trees get really heavy on the top, and although he's trimmed it back.
Right.
We've had some negotiations, and we cut back some.
Nobody was hurt. They're not even sure it actually hit the governor's mansion. It was right there near the side of the mansion. But, of course, that's the big national story today, the hurricane that has hit Florida, Idalia. And there's supposedly a couple of people already reported to have passed away. I think they were car crashes.
Well, it mostly hit the rural areas, not highly populated.
Oh, I saw some of the flooding photos. Wow.
Yeah.
Storm surge.
Those are small beach towns scattered. That area.
Well, they matter too. Just because only 1,000 people live there is making a story.
Yeah, but it just wouldn't rack up a lot of statistics.
Do you think there's going to be a lot of damage from?
There'll be damage, but there isn't that much to damage. The towns are tiny. Most of that area is nature preserve.
Yeah, I heard one guy in the news say this part has never really seen a hurricane like this part of Florida. Because I guess last year's was further north or south that it hit on the Gulf Coast?
Hit Fort Myers, which is way south.
South. Okay, because this guy was saying this never happens here. This is devastating. And then there's another outrageous headline that says it may never be the same in some of these communities.
Well,
they could be uninhabitable for months.
I stopped worrying about people, hurricane stories 30 years ago.
Oh, really?
You know, because
was there a day that you did that?
It was a day, yeah. But I think it was, actually, I remember the hurricane. I think it was Hurricane Andrew, which was 1992.
Oh, yeah, that's a long time
ago. And that did a tremendous amount of damage. And it occurred to me, it's like, well, after you see Hurricane Andrew, if you're living on the coast, that's your call. But I'm not grieving for you. You made a choice. You're playing the craps game here, right? You're gambling.
Just like we do with the earthquakes.
That's like what, right.
People
exactly.
In the South are probably saying the same thing about cracky Californians. If there's a big earthquake, I'm not feeling sorry for you. You chose to live there.
I think a few years after that, there was a massive flood of the Mississippi River.
Yeah, so I remember we did that on the air.
Famously
said, that's it. These people have been hit several times, and they keep moving back there.
Right. So you get one. If you don't get the message after one, I don't know what to tell you. But then you're always asking for money. And you always want to rebuild in the exact spot. And then a second one comes. Like Fort Myers got flooded again today. Same place they got whacked last year. Yeah. So now I'm thinking, all right, people in Fort Myers, you've been warned by the gods twice. This is not a place to build.
Does that go for people in the fire areas of California too?
Yes, it does. All right, this is for all the people who rebuilt in Paradise. You didn't get the message? You lost almost 100 people in town. Why would you build another one? You think it's going to burn differently next time? You still only have two exits out of the city. No, there's places people shouldn't live. Now, you can if the government allows it.
It's probably worth the risk, because if you get one storm like that every 20 or 30 years, because Florida gets hit with storms, but they hit different parts of the state and sometimes they veer off.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably worth the risk, I would say. But you're right, you should have the coverage. Whatever you need to repair your life.
And insurance companies are cutting off coverage or making it very expensive. They're doing it in California. I know firsthand getting fire insurance, up at the lake, it was really difficult this year. And I know down in Florida, it's difficult after the hurricanes. And what's the insurance company saying? It's such a great risk. We don't want to be involved. We don't want to lose money, all right? We already gave our billions to all the people who built. And it looks like we miscalculated. We shouldn't have done that.
In fact, there's a story from Bloomberg News that Warren Buffett, a pretty well-known billionaire, his Berkshire company, decided to invest in what they call the Florida reinsurance market, betting that it would be a mild storm season.
Yeah.
So
I don't get people who try to guess the weather. Just so I know,
but I love the way people in the financial world actually, when it comes to damage, they actually bet for or against something.
Yeah, right. Because that's another casino.
It is. It's another way to hedge yourself too. Right.
These are all casinos because you can't predict weather. So there's people who build on waterfront betting that they can live there for 40 years and nothing bad's going to happen. And then there are guys like Warren Buffett who bet that they could invest a lot of money in an insurance or a reinsurance company and make big profits because maybe there won't be hurricanes this year. And then the reinsurance company has a huge profit, right? Because they piled up so much money. Well, you lose. Everybody's
looking good until this storm. I mean, we're late August, and this is really the first one.
Because it's unpredictable.
It is. And what is that second one doing that's out there in the Atlantic? Do we have anything on that?
That's kind of a flaccid storm.
It's not. Okay. It's not fierce.
It doesn't seem to be going in a consistent direction to do damage.
We'll check in with ABC News. We talked to Jim Ryan yesterday. He's in Tampa after 1:30. When we come back, well, it's another big story this afternoon. Poor Mitch McConnell froze up again. The U.S. Senator from Kentucky, the leader of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate, did this just, a month or two ago? And once again, while addressing the media, nothing happened for the better part of over 30 seconds. He just stared.
And we have a clip of nothing happening.
But yeah, you kind of need to see the video to get the real impact of this. I've looked at it several times.
We have an audio clip.
Fascinating.
Audio clip of him not speaking.
Because it's not like he passes out, but it's just like, hello, yeah. Nobody's home, and he's just standing there staring. All right. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. John and Ken on demand podcast. Listen to what you missed.
And connect with the Moist Line using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We'll be checking in on the Florida hurricane, which has obviously moved out of the state by now, but affecting other parts of the South after the news at 1:30. It happened again. It was about a month ago. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, froze up while addressing questions from the media. It makes you wonder how many times he's froze up in private, you see, because this is happening in public twice in a month. So it's probably happening in other places. We just don't hear about it because it's not so covered.
Well, then why does his staff keep putting him out there?
Well, he stayed. They did not escort him away. He was being asked about running for re-election. 81 years old, and he's up for another six-year term in 2026. They're asking him that now in 2023?
That was a stupid question. He's 81. Well, it's 3 years away. He doesn't know. He doesn't know if he's going to make it through the question. And it looked like he wasn't going to.
All right, well, this is radio, so try to imagine that old Mitch is freezing up and staring when this happens. Here's the audio.
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026.
Oh, sure.
There was this noise there.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
That's his aide.
All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute. Senator. Benny.
He stays, though. He stays at the podium.
Okay.
I'm back.
They restarted
Somebody
the engine.
Else have a question? Please speak up.
And she's one of those idiot aides who tries to pretend that nothing is wrong. First thing she does, did you hear the question? Nice cover. Yeah, he heard the question. His brain is stuck.
And she kind of goes behind him there. Do you think there's a switch on his back that she...
maybe a wire
turned?
Got loose.
They issued a statement. Leader McConnell felt momentarily lightheaded and paused during his press conference today.
I think he's having small mini strokes.
Strokes, you think?
Yeah, I think so. Those ischemic strokes.
He's going to consult a physician before his next event as a prudential measure.
And I'm guessing it's affecting the part of his brain where thoughts get transformed into speech. So he has a thought, and there's an automatic mechanism that's now shorting out because he's not getting the blood flow.
It was a tricky political question. I mean, are you going to run again? At his age, everyone expects not. I don't know whether he's trying to formulate, but he had to expect that question was coming after what's been going on.
No. His face went blank. He's frozen.
If you look at the video, it's kind of eerie, although he is kind of a blank face guy to begin with. do you call him? No chin?
He's got no lips.
No lips.
And not much of a chin either. Yeah, I don't know. He must have hit.
He looks like somebody in the home who's wandering in the hallway of the rest home and is just like confused about whether or not to walk forward, sideways.
He's got the rest home look. In fact, how about a debate between him, Feinstein, and Biden? The three of them on stage.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Biden, there is a book, The Last Politician, a guy by the name of Franklin Foer, is actually writing, it's about Biden's first 2 years. It goes up until the midterm elections. But some of the excerpts coming out today include the fact that Biden is very tired. In case you didn't know. This has taken a toll on him to be president, the schedule.
I'm going to pay this guy $25 to tell me Biden's tired? I didn't know that.
There is. Maybe it's wishful thinking, but there is increasing speculation he is going to step aside.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to.
Before next summer.
I don't think. Well, I mean, I think we covered this poll a little bit, or maybe this was a different poll, but I was listening yesterday to something. And so 77% of the public does not want Biden to run again.
I think we did mention that number yesterday.
He's not functioning anymore. They politely say because he's too old. No, it's not the age. It's he's not functioning.
And I think he really knows it. I think there are some that want to hang on to the White House and think he's a better chance than Kamala or Newsom or anybody else that would step in. Okay. So they're trying to keep him around. But
the number of Democrats that want Kamala to run for office?
It's pretty bad.
13%. No, she's done too. So
they recognize the disaster.
It'll
be Gavin's time, John.
It's going to be Gavin's time. And so, and I could tell because another story we'll do later, Gavin is starting to panic about San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that story at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
It's a big court case involving removing the homeless encampments. And yes, John is right. He is starting to panic about this being an issue in his campaign.
Because he knows he's next in line. He knows the top guy's dying, and the Kamala Harris can't even order dinner, right? So, I mean, she's done too. So he's up next, and he's got a disaster in San Francisco that makes 24/7 headlines.
All right, we'll do that story at 2 o'clock. When we return, we'll be talking to Jim Ryan, ABC News for KFI from Tampa, about the hurricane that has now moved through Florida but is affecting other parts of the South. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're going to go to Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent in Tampa. The hurricane blew through the Tampa area yesterday and is now much farther north than
Georgia,
east.
Yeah, and places like that. Yep. So let's get the update.
Yeah, it made it all the way up into Georgia now and is headed toward the Carolinas. In fact, in advance of its arrival in South Carolina, it's spinning off tornadoes up there. There were 11 tornado warnings here in Florida this morning as the storm was inching its way up toward landfall in the Big Bend section right there where the Florida Panhandle meets the Florida Peninsula. It came ashore at a relatively unpopulated area, which is very, very lucky. This thing was the most powerful storm to strike that part of the state ever, with 125 mile an hour winds. That's category 3. And in fact, right before landfall, it was category 4. But it moved in, went across a small town called Perry. There is some damage there, but not the kind of storm surge damage because it's quite far inland. And now the storm is dumping rain. It's bringing high winds to Georgia and up into the Carolinas now.
And so there wasn't a lot of statistics, I notice, about casualties and
no.
And homes being destroyed and all that.
Well, we are going to have some damage, you know, to the areas there to Perry, a place called Cedar Key, which is a popular sort of fishing village that's just off the coast. It was largely evacuated today, but did get some damage. But in terms of human casualties, no reports of anything of a lot of numbers. ABC has learned that one person was killed in a car accident, was driving at the height of the storm, lost control, slammed into a tree. But beyond that, we haven't heard of any people drowning, that sort of thing.
And the flooding, how's that working?
The flooding that we had here in Tampa has subsided. The waters out there have receded remarkably. There will be some flooding up there close to the coastline, but again, very few people actually live there.
All right, Jim, thank you very much for that update. Right. We know you got to go. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Jim Ryan, ABC News for KFI. He's posted in Tampa reporting on Hurricane Idalia, which has now moved north into Georgia. The Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, of course, holding press conferences, not campaigning for president. Not that that was going very well. But he is warning looters. As you know, and this story goes back many years, Florida is one of those stand-your-ground places.
Yeah.
And he gave a strong hint today at a news conference that here it is. I'd like to remind potential looters that people, you never know what you're walking into. People have a right to defend their property.
Yep. Shoot on sight. So, that's a good way to end crime.
He said many people who are advocates and proponents of the Second Amendment live in an area that includes Taylor County, which got hit pretty hard by the hurricane.
You're not going to see any smash and grabbing going on.
He said that in other parts of the state, you will see people with yard signs that say, you loot, we shoot.
Good. That's what we need. We need some of that here.
Yep. He went on to say, you never know what's behind that door. If you break into somebody's house and you're trying to loot, there are people that are going to be able to defend themselves and their families. So I would not do that if I were you. Also hinting that we're not going to prosecute him.
No. But we've spent a lot of time in Florida because my wife's family lived there for a long time. And my wife is compulsive about wanting to look at real estate properties. Yeah. Like we'll just be walking down a block and she'll see a house and she goes, I want to go look. And she'll walk on their property.
Oh, no.
Walk down, you know, and look over the backyard fence.
You hear click, click.
Or try to look into the living room to see what it's like.
Oh, no.
It doesn't even have to be for sale. It's just, I go, you can't do that. No, I'm not standing next to you. No.
No. Stop that. I'd run.
Yeah. Right. And this is a stand your ground state. You're on their ground.
The storm, as we mentioned, is down to category 1. It's going to break up over Georgia and the Carolinas. In fact, the North Carolina governor is asking people to stock up, but the South Carolina governor apparently isn't too worried. that there'll be a lot of damage there. Of course, they've closed airports in ahead of this. But yeah, it's a Category 1 storm, done with northern Florida. 75 miles an hour wind is basically what we're talking about. Yeah. So, and it, you know, it came on as a Category 3. That's what happens, of course, when it hits land.
No, it was their version of Hillary. Lots of fear-mongering, kind of a dud when it came to effect on ordinary people's lives.
Right. The two big problems is the flooding, and then you don't have power.
Right.
There's 300,000 people in Florida and Georgia without power.
Yeah.
And that is annoying. My parents, when they lived in Florida, when they were alive, they went through one of those periods where it was like more than a week without power. That's just horrendous. Especially when you need the air conditioning.
Oh, the air conditioning, right.
And everything in the freezer is a mess. And
you know, really, the food starts to stink pretty quickly.
You do a lot of barbecuing outside, but it's really horrendous.
You live like they did, you know, 70 years ago.
Yeah. I saw one story this morning, and I guess it didn't pan out. There was one model, you know, the hurricane modeling, that said it could turn around and hit Florida again. That was possible. That it could make a turn and come back and hit the state again. But now, as we see its path, it isn't going to be happening that way. And they called it a looping storm possibility. And as John knows, because he's the weather geek, with the computer modeling, there's like, what, hundreds of them or thousands of them for any particular storm?
Oh, yeah, they call it spaghetti modeling. Because when you look at the screen, they'll have 10 or 15 different computer stripes on the screen. Each one has their own path that's displayed on the screen. Each one is a different color. And this one, it was quite uniform. I mean, all the stripes were on top of each other.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but there was one, the one you were talking about, which had it going off, making a hard right across Florida, out to the ocean, and then looping back for another run.
Has that happened before with a big storm that you know of?
I
know some storms stall.
Right.
Famously, Sandy years ago stalled over the New York area. And that's horrendous.
I mean, off the top of my head, I don't remember that happening. I mean, I'm sure it has.
I'm back for more.
Yeah. I mean, this is all controlled by upper-level wind flows.
Right.
So, because this thing was stalled next to Cuba for a couple of days. Because there was this high-pressure system.
I always wonder about those island nations there in the Atlantic, the Caribbean, how do they sustain some of these storms? They look so tiny on maps that you figure it's going to be a storm. Eventually, just the whole island's gone.
It's the island sinks under the ocean.
All right, we'll return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
You know, listening to him cackle there, that's pretty big news this afternoon. Mark Thompson got quite the gig. He's the new guy at CNN.
Yes, we have to congratulate Mark.
He's going to run the announcement this afternoon, right? He's going to run the network.
Yeah. He's the new head of CNN. So,
that's right. Can he still show up on Tim's show?
He will. Yes, he's loyal.
Can he tell us good stories about the inside
He's loyal workings? That way. Yeah,
can we really get to know Wolf Blitzer better?
I'm going to tell him first time I see him. I say, you got to dump that Wolf Blitzer. Guy's 110 years old. He's going to freeze one day like McConnell.
Remember Wolf Blitzer, Hurricane Katrina? We played the clip on the air like a dozen times. They are so black.
Yes.
He said that, I guess by mistake. I don't know what that was, but.
That's what how he was
describing. Came out of his mouth.
Yeah, he actually said.
You can probably find it on the internet.
what would possess him?
I don't know what was going on there. It's like a Mitch McConnell glitch. Something just snapped and he actually pulled me blathered that out.
Yeah.
Of course, the talk with whatever it is, a blizzard, a hurricane, a drought, would be climate change is causing all this, right, John? It didn't take long for me to read the first story because of the warm waters off of Florida that are getting warm. I'm not sure about the 100-degree water in Miami. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
When these storms approach, they're going to get picked up by the hot water from climate change and kill us all.
People are fishing in Florida, and they don't have to cook the fish anymore. You can reel it in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You reel it in, put it on a plate, it's fully cooked.
What about the baked or barbecue? Well, it'll be baked.
It's like a boiled fish.
It's kind of a soggy bake.
Can you boil fish in a pot of water? I suppose you could.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people do that, but is such a thing.
They are in Florida. Ugh.
So I ran into this column. It's a guest columnist at the El Segundo Times. A woman that originally lived in India, where she'd like to tell you that in Delhi, India, I don't know why anybody would want to live here. She talks about when it rained, puddles would give rise to new mosquito-borne diseases. Winter smog meant that if I was poisoning my lungs if I took a walk. And of course, it's not uncommon during the summer to have 110-degree heat. Mm-hmm. So she's since moved to California. Moving to California, to Northern California in 2021 helped me break out of that shell because I was finally in an environment that welcomed outdoor exploration. But you might have guessed it, especially by the lead-in I gave to this story. She's wondering and worrying that her future outside in California will be limited because of climate change. She may not be able to continue running.
Wait a second. This woman, and she's legally not a woman yet. Well, I guess she is. She's 20 years old. She's 20 yes. years
she
old.
She spent 18 years, right?
18 years, and she's been here 2 years. She's a sophomore at Stanford and an intern with the editorial pages department.
And this is the assignment she got to write about how climate change is going to affect her running.
With her 2 years in California and 20 years on the planet, she has all this wisdom about how the climate has changed for the worse here in California.
Yeah.
Which I found absurd. I started reading this and laughing out loud. Northern California started the year with uncharacteristically heavy rain and flooding, which meant that for months on end, I could not enjoy the outdoors. California frequently gets rain. I don't know how to break this to her, but there's a lot of rainy winters, especially up north. San Francisco could be socked in with rain for weeks at a time.
That can happen, yes. Yeah. More typical winters, yes.
Yeah. And in Southern California, things run hot and cold. You get these very wet winters, and then you get a few years of drought, and it just goes on and on and on like that.
And then she jumps to the record-breaking heat wave this summer. Unbearable to me to run long distances. Worried I would lose the nature and environment where I felt like I belong. California is barreling towards a future where the outdoors might become inhospitable for children to play because of, well, listen to this. Gathering wildfire smoke, heat waves, storms, and flooding all at once. You're kidding
me. The thing is, the storms and flooding eliminate the risk of the wildfires, you see?
Yeah, there is a balance
and
there.
And if you do have wildfires, it means you didn't have storms and flooding. But she's worried about everything all at once because, you know, she has spent 20 years on the planet and 2 years in California. So she knows all the rhythms of, I mean, we've been around, the planet's been around 4.5 billion years. But she figured out in 2 years that everything in California is abnormal.
At least 7 park visitors in the U.S. Southwest, 2 in Death Valley, are likely to have died due to extreme heat exposure. Well, we know who one of those guys was. Mm-hmm. Remember the 71-year-old man that just wanted to go and hike in 120-degree heat because he wanted to know what it was like?
What?
He actually talked to an El Segundo Times reporter before he took the hike.
Right.
Now, it's sad that he passed away, but honestly, he knew the risk.
You go hiking 120-degree heat, yeah, you might die.
71 years old.
If you don't know that up front, again, this is Darwinism. This is not a tragedy. It's stupid. If you knew anybody, especially if they're 71, and they say, you know what, it's 120 in Death Valley, I'm going for a hike today.
Well, maybe I'll do a run.
The first response would be, are you crazy? You're going to die. But she thinks it's some sort of tragedy, climate tragedy. No, it's not.
She says that there's a website that says marathoners are now slower because of the warming climate. They're taking on average 1 minute and 25 seconds longer to finish a race for every additional degree Fahrenheit.
Uh-huh. Do you know, and she lies, she says heat is the leading weather-related killer.
You know the answer to that, right?
Well, there was actually a pretty good clip we ought to get. Vivek? How do we decide to pronounce his name?
Oh, it's Vivek. Deborah
Vivek.
Mark.
Vivek.
Yeah, it's like
Vivek.
Cake.
Vivek.
It's like cake, Vivek.
Or fake.
Ramalama Swami? That guy. So he went on MSNBC.
Yeah.
And he said, because one of those anchors was prattling about climate change, and he says the cold kills 8 times as many people as the heat. Mm. Now, Bjorn Lomborg, who's that climate expert from the Copenhagen
Institute.
Yeah, right. He says the cold weather kills 40 times more than heat. And I don't know, maybe these are...
Yeah, the Times constantly runs stories that heat's the biggest killer.
It isn't. And this lady here, the writer Daya Sabharwal, you're printing a falsehood.
She needs to talk to Vivek.
Yeah, right. Cold weather. Well, I looked it up. And there's varying calculations out there. It depends on, you know, if you're going to use this country or U.S. and Canada or the world or whatever. But universally, cold weather kills a lot more people than hot weather. So what she's writing and what the editor's allowed to be published is just flat out wrong. I won't accuse her of lying because she's only been around 20 years. She doesn't know any better. She probably gets taught this at Stanford in her stupid high school. But trust me, cold weather is far more deadly. If we had some global warming, it actually would lessen weather-related deaths.
All right, when we come back, Gavin Newsom, in his preparation to run for president next year, 2028, has got to take care of another problem. His time as mayor of San Francisco and the fact that that city is under the microscope because of all of its homelessness problems. Well, you'll see he's involved in a court case, making some comments. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark, live at the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime, on demand, on the iHeartRadio app.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.